This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and it's a week to look back at the tragedies and lessons learned from Hurricane Sandy's arrival in the New York, New Jersey area a year ago. The documentary team Retro Report is looking back farther in time, though. The recovery after Sandy relied a lot on wisdom gained from a much worse storm back in August of 2005. Here's Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan.
After Hurricane Sandy hit, I understood the scale and the magnitude and what it would take because of what I had seen in Katrina.
Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and you can still see that damage from Katrina in New Orleans. Here's former Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco.
We had a housing disaster, a whole big old housing disaster that was untenable. We were operating in the dark. We didn't have anyone who had an instruction book to tell us how to do this.
Are the lessons from Hurricane Katrina an instruction book for Sandy's aftermath and the storms of the future? James Perry is director of the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center. He joins me now. James, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Many years have gone by, but still a lot of lessons still being learned in New Orleans from Katrina, yes?
Sure, and I think perhaps the most difficult one is that recovery is a process that takes a very long time, and I'm not sure that anyone expected that this many years later we would still be working at some of the most basic parts of recovering this community.
Would you say there is something like an instruction book that you can think of that's based on the wisdom of Katrina that would apply to other storms, Sandy, storms of the future, or is it each storm is different?
Well, I do think that there is a bit of a manual or rule book, but the most difficult part about the manual or rule book is the extent to which each set of elected officials and each disaster is willing to follow that manual or that rule book. So, for instance, Chris Christie's staff came to Louisiana, came to New Orleans, came to Mississippi, and talked to every official, talked to every advocate. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the folks who spoke with them, and they got a lot of instructions and a lot of advice. They followed some, they ignored some. And in a similar effect, New Orleans officials traveled to a number of different cities and countries to get advice in our recovery process, and we followed some of that advice, and some of it we didn't follow. So the problem is that, if you're building a desk and you have a manual, and the manual says put this screw in position A, and you decide to ignore that that advice, then it's at your own peril.
James Perry, I know you were a part of the Retro Report look back at Katrina. What is the state of housing today, and what are the things that really need to be addressed?
Well, it's a tale of two cities. There are parts of New Orleans that are on high ground, and in those parts, even though they were hit hard by Katrina, when you drive through those communities, you can't tell that there ever was a storm. Those parts of the community are hustling and doing very well. As a matter of fact, perhaps even better than they were before the storm. On the other hand, if you visit the Lower Ninth Ward, a neighborhood that became synonymous with Katrina and famous across the nation because of its devastation, it seems like the storm happened only a few months ago in some parts of that neighborhood because there are areas where, as far as the eye can see, there are vacant lots without houses, without anything. And it just goes on and on and on. But these were neighborhoods.
And, you can see some of those disparities here in the New York, New Jersey area. Some places fully recovered, other places like the Rockaways we'll hear about in just a moment, still dealing with the devastation. Do you have a feeling of solidarity a year after Sandy, knowing what you've been through down in New Orleans?
Certainly more than I would have hoped, in that one of the concerns that I have is that the Christie administration has hired a company called HGI to manage a good deal of their recovery contracting, particularly giving grants to people to rebuild their homes. Well, HGI also managed a part of the recovery process here in Louisiana, and they did not do a good job. And so I'm quite concerned that the difficulties around recovery will be even worse for people in New Jersey as they deal with the same contractor who made terrible mistakes here in Louisiana.
So fingers crossed, but definitely a sense of solidarity as we look back a year after Sandy. We thank Retro Report for introducing us to you, James Perry, and also helping with our look back to the situation in New Orleans after Katrina. James Perry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
James Perry is director of the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center.